Thank you, men. Thank you a whole lot there, friends. Here it is once again, time for Jelly Elliot and the Three Knotheads. Sitting here under the old pine tree. Yes, sir, just inhaling that good, fresh, clean, pure air that's sifted through them pine needles. Boy, you can just inhale barrels of it. I'm telling you, I believe each lung would hold 3 barrels. It's really fine. Why don't you come sit under the pine tree with us? We'd like to have you. Sure would. Here's Robert to play a tune to start things off with a really... Now, Robert, he gets the bell. Here it is, and it's Silver Bell. Thank you, Robert. Thank you there, buddy. Thank you just a whole lot. Friends, this is the last program in this series. Yes, sir, and I just wanted to tell you that very few forest and woods and range fires are started from natural causes. I mean, they don't just, very few just happens, you know, such as lightning. And well, it figures about 10% woods and range fires get started from such causes as this. The rest is started from folks just like you and me. That's true. Now, there's nothing spooky about this thing, friends. These forest and woods fires, how they get started and all that. It's just up to us two-legged critters, men and women and children. We just get a little too careless, that's all, with fire. In and near the woods, dry grass and all that sort of stuff. Get careless, bang, there goes another forest fire. That's the way it happens, friends. Killing little trees, wildlife, damaging the big trees, so insects and diseases can get in, putting ashes in the streams, so fish die, destroying the beauty of the woods, the forest, wrecking outdoor picnic spots, campground, making the soil poor, washing it off, leading to erosion and floods. Friends, I tell you, forest and woods fires are bad medicine. It's really bad medicine. And you know what one of the principal causes of all this is? It's careless smokers. Yes, sir, that's one of them. It's just carelessness. That's the main thing. Careless smokers. The guy or gal who's careless with his matches, tossing them away when they're still lit, still burning. Same goes with cigarettes, pipe ashes. Be careful with these smokes, friends. Be careful with them. I don't believe there's a car manufactured that they haven't got an ashtray in it. Nice, convenient ashtray. You can just put your match over in the ashtray. It's got a cigarette lighter. Light your cigarette with the lighter. When you get through with it, put it in the ashtray. It's easy. Nothing to it. Might save, that very cigarette that you put in the ashtray might save thousands of dollars worth of little young timber, wildlife. Nothing to it. It's easy, friend. You just got to think of these things. Think of it, that's all. I wish all of you would just be friends enough to me to be just a little more careful. Won't you do that? Here's the next tune, and Slim's going to sing it. This is really a good one. It really is. Here it is, Southern Hospitality.
Well, I'm just a lad from away down south, where that southern cooking just melts in your mouth. Uh-huh. Take me back south. That's where I want to be.
Yeah, you're talking, son.
Where they give you that southern hospitality. Well, I had a little gal, she lived across the street. Every time she cooked, she'd holler, come on and eat. But take me back south, that's where I want to be. where they give you that southern, southern hospitality. Party lasts till four. Policeman comes a knocking on your front door. Invite him in and set him right down and holler in the back.
Hey, bring another round.
Well, take me back south. That's where I want to be. Where they give you that southern, southern hospitality. Well, you sleep all day and you ramble all night. Go to church on Sunday and tell the parson you ride. Well, take me back south, that's where I want to be. Where they give you that southern, southern hospitality. Well, you stay out all night and you paint the town. You come home and find your chicken fried a golden brown. Well, take me back south, that's where I want to be. Where they give you that southern, southern hospitality.
Thank you, for Slim. Thank you a lot there. Sonny boy, that's mighty fine carrying on there. Friend, I'd just like to call on you personally. I wish it was so that I could stand right there and look you right in the eye and ask you, as man to man, woman to woman, child to child, now all you little rabbit twisters out there, you can do your part. Yes, sir, you can do just as much as Mom and Dad. You can help me and Smokey Bear keep down some of these woods and forests and range fires. Yes, sir, you can really help. You can help a lot. And I'm asking you, yes, sir, I'm asking you to help me keep down these forests and woods fires. There's no sense in it. It costs all of us. And you little fellas out there, after you grow up, you're going to want to build your house. You're going to want to build your house. You've got to have a house to live in. And you can't ever tell, the very trees that you might help save, they may be the very trees that you'll use to build your house. You can't tell. You don't never know. So help me do these things, won't you? I'm just asking you to do that. Now, whenever you're out in the woods, you got to build a fire, maybe to roast weenies. A lot of you young people out there, you go on weenie roast. You go out in the woods to have a good time. And we want you to have a good time. And if there's anything we can do to help you have a good time, we're willing to do just that. But be careful with your fire where you're going to roast your weenies. Rake the leaves back. Be sure it's cleaned off, a good clean space where that fire can't possibly get started there. And then when you get through with your weenie roast, it only takes a minute. All of you can just pitch in and have that fire dead out in seconds. It only takes just a second or two. Everybody pitch in and put out this weenie roast fire, then everything is taken care of and you've really done your part. Then you take you fellas that go out hunting. Well, hunting season opens different times at different places and all, and you go out hunting. You're creeping along through the woods looking for a rabbit or a squirrel or something. And you're smoking a cigarette, you don't think, and you'll flip that cigarette down and go on. That cigarette is lit, and maybe after you've finished your hunt and gone home, why, that cigarette will revive there, and your leaves are smoldering, and it'll blaze up and burn off acres and acres of land. Next time you want to go hunting out there, you can't. Who in the world wants to hunt in burned over woods? There's nothing to hunt there. Why, that's just like going and fishing in a dry creek somewhere. Wouldn't you look pretty sitting on the creek bank where there wasn't any water fishing? Well, that's the same thing as going down through the burned over woods. And it's up to you fellas out there to help me get this thing stopped. So I'm just appealing to all of you, friends, appealing to every one of you. You can do your part. You might not realize it right now, but there's never a time what you can't do your part. So you help me keep these things down, friends. Shucks, it's just be careful. Just be careful always. Won't you do that for me? Here's another tune. Another tune here. This is really another good one. Actually, we got some hot ones on today. Here's one called, it features a steel man, though. I wanted to tell you that. Mr. Tyler, that is, Charlie Tyler. He's going to do just a dab, dab, and half, two dabs of Oklahoma Storm. Chuck. Thank you there, buddy. Hell, there it is. You know, that kind of whooped me down to a frass. Friends, instead of the usual thought for the day, on this last program of this series, well, I'm going to give that conservation pledge that I took a while back. Now, you might say it's a thought for the year, in fact, for every year. In this wonderful country of ours here, now, I sure hope that you'll think about this pledge. And take it yourself, in your heart, and in your mind. Here it is. I give my pledge as an American to save and faithfully defend from waste the natural resources of my country. Its soil and minerals, its forests, waters, and wildlife. Well, friends, there it is. Well, friends, this is the last program in this series, and we hope to be back with you soon. And when we get together again, you'll find us, Jelly Elliot and the Three Knotheads, are sitting here under the old big pine tree, waiting, just waiting for you to come back up the trail. Now, friends, don't forget that we've been brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service, with the cooperation of the station that you're now listening to. Remember, friends, only you can prevent forests, woods, and range fires.